From North State Public Radio, I'm Jamie Jiang with your headlines for Wednesday, February 1st. The city of Chico began enforcing its anti-camping ordinance at the homeless camp at Tygart Ponds yesterday. NSPR's Alex Stutson was there at the site.
At the Tygart Ponds encampment, Caterpillar construction vehicles dumped piles of trash and abandoned belongings into a seemingly never-ending line of dump trucks. The city is currently sweeping the southern half of the camp, with the remaining areas marked for enforcement at a future time. Chico Public Works Director of Operations and Maintenance Eric Gustafson said people living at Tygart Ponds were notified of the impending sweep in previous weeks.
We have a handful of folks that wait till the last minute, unfortunately, and there's a handful of them here today. So, they have to move along if they're not going to accept a shelter bed, and if they don't, they could be cited or arrested.
Due to a recent settlement agreement between the city and a group of unhoused residents, the city must have shelter options available before sweeping encampments. In the weeks leading up to a sweep, Gustafson said a city outreach team contacts campers to try and direct them to shelters. On the day of the sweep, Chico resident Nick Hastings was loading up blankets and clothes into a shopping cart. He said he had recently moved his camp from Tygart Ponds because it was getting crowded, but some of his things were still there. He said he'd returned to gather them before they were dumped. He also grabbed abandoned items, like blankets, that he plans on washing and giving away.
I've been through about 7 or 8 camps, going, you know, and then picking up other people's garbage, you know. I've tried to be part of the solution.
He was one in a line of people leaving the camp, many pushing shopping carts piled high with their belongings. Hastings says he's been moving between Safe Space Winter Shelter and outdoor encampments throughout the winter. He's looking for a more permanent place to camp. City officials say cleanup will continue at Tygart Ponds in the coming weeks. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutson.
The Shasta County Housing Authority is now accepting applications for the waitlist of their Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program. The organization said in a press release yesterday that support is available to qualifying residents within the unincorporated areas of Shasta County, in Anderson and Shasta Lake, and in Modoc, Siskiyou, and Trinity counties. The program covers a portion of the rent for qualifying low-income families. Information about the Shasta County Voucher Program is available at shastacounty.gov/housing. The city of Redding is not included in this program and offers its own housing services. And now an update from the State Department of Water Resources. The much-anticipated monthly Sierra Snowpack Survey happens later today. Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty has the story.
As big as last month's survey at Phillips Station in the Sierra was, this month's is sure to top it. On January 3rd, surveyors from the State Department of Water Resources recorded 55.5 inches of snow depth and a snow water equivalent of 17.5 inches. That's 177% of average. There's been measurable snowfall on 13 of the 29 days since that last measurement. Almost a third of California's water needs are met by Sierra snowpack as it melts in spring and summer. The monthly measurements end with the April 1st check, signaling the end of the traditional rainy season in the state. Mike Haggerty, Cap Radio News.
Climatologists from UC Berkeley announced Monday that with more than 2 months left in the season, snowfall in the central Sierra Mountains has already reached 100% of the average for an entire year. And now a report from the CalMatters newsroom. The state of emergency for Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, is officially over in California. But the state still owes money to clinics that provided crucial support during the outbreak. CalMatters health reporter Kristen Wong says many facilities diverted money from pre-existing programs to Mpox response because they were counting on the funding.
Clinics across the state are waiting on potentially millions of dollars of promised government reimbursement, and it's still unclear when this money will come in. These are places that tend to work with uninsured or underinsured patients to begin with, which means outside funding is critical. While they wait for this crucial support, they say the work isn't over. there are still really big vaccination disparities in the LGBTQ plus community. Black and Latino men in California make up more than half of the reported Mpox cases, but only around a third of all vaccinations. So, even though California's state of emergency may be over, health professionals warn that until those gaps are closed, we're still ripe for another outbreak.
That's CalMatters' Kristen Wong. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, February 1st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. And if you missed it, Holiday Market has closed in Paradise. The CEO of the company that owned the store says staying open there stopped being profitable after the campfire. You can hear that story in yesterday's headlines or at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Jamie Jiang.